بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the marriage series part 1. Why we should marry. In the Holy Quran there is a beautiful ayat which indicates marriage. In Surah 30 ayat 21, among his proof is that he created for you spouses from among yourselves in order to have tranquility and contentment with each other. And he placed in your hearts love and care towards your spouse. In this, there are sufficient proofs for people who think. In Islam, it is highly recommended to marry as soon as one can. And it can even become wajib if one fears they may fall into sin. Our Holy Prophet said in a beautiful hadith, "No house has been built in Islam more beloved in the sight of Allah than through marriage." It is sunnah to marry, and traditions have shown a dislike when one stays single while having the ability to marry. Our Holy Prophet said in another tradition, "The best people of my nation are those who get married and have chosen their wives. And the worst people of my nation are those who kept away from marriage and are passing their lives as bachelors." The taboo talk about intercourse in Islam. Our natural instincts are only fulfilled in a halal manner when one marries. Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, "Three things are from the traditions of the Messenger of Allah: using perfume, removing excessive hair, and visiting one's wife." Intercourse is also recommended in the Holy Quran, in Surah 2, Ayat 222. "When they have cleaned themselves, you go into them as Allah has commanded." Celibacy is not allowed in Islam, unlike other religions that allow it. Uthman was a close companion of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. One day his wife came to the Prophet ﷺ and complained, "O Messenger of God, Uthman fasts during the day and stands for prayers during the night." In other words, she meant to say that her husband was avoiding sexual relationships during the night as well as the day. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was angered. He did not even wait to put on his slippers. "Allah did not send me for celibacy, rather, He sent me for a simple and straight Sharia. I fast, I pray, also have intimate relationships with my wife, so whoever likes my tradition, then he should follow it. And marriage is one of my traditions." Some of the benefits of marriage is that marriage prevents corruption and sin with the lustful desire, because one married has a means to fulfill this urge. The Holy Prophet said, "One who marries has already guarded half of his religion. Therefore, he should fear Allah for the other half." The Prophet ﷺ also said in another hadith, "Two rakats prayer by a married person are better than the night vigil and fasting of a single person." The Holy Prophet remarked, "Give spouses to your single ones, because Allah makes their morality better and expands their subsistence and increases their generosity." So why not marry? If you like the videos, hit the subscribe. And also check out the Telegram and WhatsApp groups, which I'll leave a link in the description below. وأكثر الدوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.